This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One guy who is battling to make this team, battling, doing everything he can to make the team, who I would have handicapped it that he would not make the team, or I should say would not be a Houston Texan come week one, because I think he's got trade value, is John Metchie. Here was Davis Mills after the game on Saturday, the loss to the Vikings in week one of the preseason, in which Metchie was the team's leading receiver. 5 catches. For 45 yards. He had a big 18-yard catch on the only touchdown drive for the Texans to open the game. Here was Davis Mills on John Metchie.
Yeah, Metchie's done a great job. He works his tail off day in and day out, and it's a lot of fun seeing a guy work that hard and come out and produce when he gets the opportunity.
Okay. And he had a really good practice. He's had a lot of good practices. Good practice yesterday. A couple of touchdowns against Derek Stingley in red zone drills, kind of one-on-one. Red zone drills, receiver versus DB. My where I'm at right now, Seth, with Metchie, my view on this is I'm rooting for him so that the Texans can get something of substance in return for him, maybe in a trade in late August.
It might end up being just a situation this year where, boy, you finally start seeing exactly who you hoped you'd get out of him. And we all know that he's had a jagged path on his NFL career because he had cancer and had to recover from it. But this year, the wide receivers room, especially when you factor in the special teamers like Braxton Berrios, who also is also a productive receiver when healthy too.
He's been good.
He can do some damage as a receiver. He's not just a returner. That this might be the year where, man, okay, it's all starting to come together for him, but there's just no room for him. And there's other teams out there that, and I know, because as soon as I say this, usually the first response is, well, you're not going to get a second rounder from it. Right. But if you have to cut a guy, it's much preferable to get a fifth or a sixth round pick for him. And I think as much as he's being targeted and how much he's playing in the preseason so far, at least, there might be a little bit of a showcase element right now that they might feed the ball to John Metchie a lot, or just because he's playing well and because Davis Mills is comfortable with him and, you know, has a relationship with him, John Metchie might end up getting a lot of targets and put his best foot forward as in terms of trade bait.
He's been really good. I just start thinking of the numbers in that room. Nico Collins, this we know. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll are all, if healthy, 100% long. Well, even if not healthy, because you got to bring them on in the season, you got to bring them on the 53. Unless you put them on season-ending IR, I don't even want to broach that. So let's just assume health. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll are all 100% locks to make this team. Which to me leaves 2 to 3 spots. And if you keep three more, six is at the higher end. A lot of teams only keep 5. 6 is at the higher end. 7, that 7th guy better be doing something other than playing wide receiver. For example, like Steven Sims last year. They kept 6 receivers plus Steven Sims, who's listed as a receiver, but his entire role was to be in the kick return game. That's what I thought Berrios was going to be, but Berrios has been really good as a receiver. And I'm not just talking about the touchdown he scored against the Vikings. At practice, he has been beating guys. He has been getting open. He got open yesterday and got overthrown. I can't remember if it was CJ or Davis. Overthrew him. He got open on a deep route, just a go route, like a stop and go, a hitch and go, and he went deep, and he was open by 5 yards, and he got overthrown. So you got those four guys that are going to make the team. They love Xavier Hutchinson. Braxton Berrios has played like a guy who deserves to be on this team. Justin Watson is an interesting one to me, Seth, because he gets brought up unprompted by D'Amico Ryans a lot. I think they like his pedigree of the teams that he came from. My guess is they probably like his blocking too. You know, he's kind of got a Kevin Walter vibe to him. And so how important is that going to be in this system?
They've at least alluded to having guys on the team who have championship experience and how much they like that. So Justin Watson, having been with the Chiefs in the same way, there's a certain element to CJ Gardner-Johnson. I think they like that, a guy with actual NFL championship experience.
Yeah.
They gave him $3 million guaranteed, 2-year contract, but it was three. So it's not like he's just a journeyman that they signed off the street. They're going to give him an honest chance to make the team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But again, it's also a dollar amount that if he doesn't make the team, it doesn't kill your cap. It's not like you can't go out and make moves. So it's Justin Watson is an interesting one because of all the things that the average media guy sees, and I consider myself the average media guy. I don't see the same nuance in things that a former player does in terms of just every little shred of what goes on a play. When I look at receivers, I'm like, is this guy flashing? Is he making plays? Justin Watson is easily at the bottom of that list when it comes to all these receivers. So how does that factor in? They're watching the film. I'm not, so we'll see. But I know, there's eight guys. Like, one of these guys will not be a Texan. They're flat out, they're not keeping eight receivers. And Mechie is the one, to me. Like, how attached are they to John Mechie? You know, he's their guy. They know him. He's been in the building for 3 years, and he's had a really good camp.
If you go by, sometimes I like going by fan sentiment from a guy's previous destination. Because for guys who are more fringe, I feel like for Justin Watson, there were a lot of people in Kansas City that always felt like, hey, don't sleep on Justin Watson. Hey, this is it. Oh, man, he does some good things, and he's shown up in some big moments for them. So whether it's the fact that maybe there's untapped potential with him, or just that he's reliable, or his ability to block downfield, and all of those littler things, that might end up being more of the blocking downfield too. Because the Texans last year, 2 years ago, I thought the receivers were really impressive blocking. Last year, I think they still were trying to block, but they also had a lot of guys like Stephon Diggs or John Mechie who aren't bigger guys, and they're trying to block, but they're not going to get it done. There's a physical drawback there at some point.
Yeah. So this will be an interesting room to watch, the wide receiver room. You and Cecil, I saw the video drop that you had of you and Cecil talking about the overthrow to Cade Stover in the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Which was very educational for me, again, the regular football fan who watches a play like Davis Mills overthrowing Cade Stover. I'm like, oh, Davis, he was right there. What the hell, man?
When I watched it, I thought initially it was an overthrow, and then when I went back and rewatched it after the game, I thought, wait a second, I think there's, based on the coverage that Cade Stover saw, I think that he had the leverage screwed up a little bit. So I asked Cecil Shorts about it, because Davis Mills had almost a perfect drive on that touchdown drive, unless you think that he overthrew Cade Stover. Yeah. So this is Cecil Shorts on that particular play.
Stover and Brevin Jordan on your left side. And what Brevin Jordan had was a simple out and up, and his landmark was probably in between about 5 yards from the sideline. The landmark that Stover had, I don't think he was on his correct landmark.
Okay.
So where Davis threw the ball, he threw it more outside. So Stover ended up like on the inside part of the numbers. He should have been either on the numbers or maybe even at the bottom part of the number. And that way he could have ran and jumped and caught the ball. That he threw where he wanted to be, away from the safety, right? Because you were right. He looked like he almost wanted to settle down or even thought about going inside. Like, no, keep getting with, away from the safety. And then Davis would have put it in there and a touchdown.
Yeah. I was taken aback by it, Seth, just because it's been so it was so uncharacteristic of the camp that Mills has had.
Yeah.
And he missed it that bad.
And I... I like that explanation for it, for one, because I'm a dumb defensive lineman and I was actually right about a receiving thing. But mostly I like it because I'm not – I think, yeah, Cade Stover is still learning a lot of the nuances of route running and everything. And people always ask, like, what's so complicated about running routes? You just run the route the way it's drawn up on paper. You got to – everything's adjusted. You've got landmarks you got to hit. There's – and then you got to tweak it based on the coverage you're seeing. And Davis right there was trying to throw it to where – Stover would be wide open and in no danger of the free safety, either taking a kidney or breaking the pass up or whatever it might be. Cade Stover will get there and he's going to get better at that. So I'm more encouraged that Davis Mills basically had a perfect first drive mm-hmm. on that series, which was, and that, remember on that play, Blake Fisher was getting beat pretty badly at right tackle. And if Davis hadn't just stepped up and thrown it when he did, it could have been a strip sack very, very easily. So yeah. The timing of the play was right, too.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Text message, Berrios absolutely deserves to make this roster. I agree right now. He's somebody I had not on the roster at the beginning of camp who I now have on my roster if I were to do a 53. At this point, I'd keep Berrios before Mechie and Watson. That may be the pecking order. We don't know. We'll see. Someone just texts in, I effing love this show. Great insight.
Yay!
I like that. I'm going to read that text every time.
We include Cecil in that.
Yes.
That was from our Believe in Texans podcast that Cecil and I
there
do
you
twice
go.
A week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm really excited about it. 15% of the show is me trying to get a 101 level education on route running and all of those things.
Cecil's great, man.
Cecil's really good at Cecil's really good at teaching it. He really breaks everything down simply.
I did the post game show with him for two seasons, and it was he's tremendous. He's a really really cerebral football player.
You know he's coaching at Lamar High School now.
Lamar on West, not Lamar Consolidated down in Richmond. Lamar over there on West.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
He's still the vice principal at
Second Baptist,
whichever the Baptist.
Yeah, one of the Baptists.
Second Baptist. Yeah. But he's also a coach in high school.
That means
now.
He's right in my neighborhood. Oh, Cecil, if you're listening, Cecil, come over to Lizards after practice one day. We'll break
How
down some film.
How about you? Why don't you tear yourself away from Lizards and then go over and give a motivational speech to the team?
Well, that would be silly.
And then claim responsibility for any glory that they achieve.
Okay, now you're talking. If there's some way that I can glom on. Do we know how good Lamar's going to be this year? I don't want to glom on to a loser. Cecil, if you're listening, text in.
Yeah, I don't know where they are exactly. What the forecast is for them.
Right, right. Like, you could have the greatest motivator ever walk over there. If they're a four-win team, they're a four-win team. So, Cecil, how good's the squad looking? Then I will make the all-important decision to peel myself away from the bar, all right?
And possibly gamble.
Yes! Can I get down on some underground action on Lamar High School? Insider info. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey! As long as we're talking about Davis Mills, question that was getting kicked around a lot out of practice the last couple of days, especially on the heels of Mills leading that touchdown drive. Where does Davis Mills stack up amongst backup quarterbacks these days? I've got the list of guys that are perceived to be better than Davis Mills by some. I think I feel better about Davis Mills than a lot of these guys. Where does he stack up? How many games could you win if Davis Mills had to be your quarterback with this team and this defense? We'll discuss coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.